Hi. I'm Tito. And so that was a music video for a song called Faking by Lecrae and Thizzle, which is the theme for tonight and inspired this message. So as you saw, there were there was this guy trying to be someone that he's not, trying to be this hard thug rapper with a bunch of money and cars, smoking and drinking. The video sort of made a joke and made it seem funny. It's easy to laugh at the guy with fake gold in his mouth. But I believe that we all can be like that sometimes, doing things or pretending to do things that, because it causes us to be accepted by people. But when we go to church, we go home, we're totally different people. So I'm going to talk about how I've done that in my own life. And yeah, we're just going to get into it. But let me pray real quick. Dear Lord, as I speak, remind me that all the work may be done by me, but all the praise and all the honor belongs to you. We do it for your glory alone. Amen. I spit that venom and hit him with everything I got. I'm a student of the game, so RIP to Pac. My influences that represent this, I'm the apprentice of every sentence. Their essence is in me, so better believe I'm that MC, yeah. That's why I bring that heat every time. Putting all my thoughts in between my rhymes. I used to rap for attention, I wanted so bad. So I rapped about the stuff that I didn't have. All the money, all the girls, all the drugs, all the parties, different shorties. My peers really feeling that. But the bars, they never matched my life. I wanted to be these other rappers that were living the high life. But then I found that light. And my life was really changed forever. Found I could use my rhymes for something better. Instead of using bars as gun triggers, I always felt my life was made for something bigger. Purpose. So for y'all who don't know me, my testimony, my story, I was born and raised in the Salvation Army, but I'm actually the first one in my family tree to be born in the U.S. My parents are immigrants from Panama. Actually, I tried to keep this, my preaching, on the down low. I didn't want to tell my family because they make me nervous, and my dad is somehow in the back. So I'm mad, but I'm happy at the same time. So, yeah. So being raised in a multicultural household, I was brought up around a bunch of different types of music. You had Spanish music playing. You had reggae. But being in the Salvation Army, you had that good old brass band music playing. And I joined orchestra in the fourth grade, so I got into classical music. But also being black in the U.S., it's a lot of R&B and, of course, hip-hop. That hip-hop really comes from my dad. So I was raised around, I grew up around Jay-Z, Eminem, Ludacris, Pac, Biggie, Busta Rhymes. I didn't really start getting into rap. Like, I listened to it, but I didn't start getting into it when I was 10 years old. Because my dad, he gave me his old iPod, and he didn't realize it was linked to the cloud. So I had all that music. I had all that catalog. So he sort of sparked this rapper in me. So thank you. So now with this whole catalog of music, I had rappers like Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Kanye, and Drake. And I started looking up to these rappers. And I began to change. I'm not saying that it's a sin to listen to secular hip-hop. I actually have a bunch of rappers on my laptop right now. But because these are some of my favorite rappers today. But it's what you do with that music. When you start to let that content influence the way you live, that's when it becomes a problem for me. I saw these rappers with all this money. I became obsessed with getting as much as I can. I saw rappers smoking and drinking lean, so I wanted to do that. I saw rappers with a bunch of beautiful women around them, and I wanted that. The things that these rappers rapped about became my ideals in life. So when I started to write my own music, naturally that carried over. I would rap about doing drugs, having money, being with girls, partying, and it got me accepted by the kids at school. My friends believed that I did all this stuff. And in the moment, it was cool. Not gonna lie, my bars were pretty hard. But it wasn't me. I wasn't really doing all this stuff, but I wanted to. So I pretended that I was. So at school, this was all going on. But at home and at church, you had no idea. I was at core cadets. I was playing my horn. I was singing. I was acting like that good Christian at the core. And some of y'all are like this right now. You're at prayer and praise right now, but no one knows what you're doing at school with your friends. So I was sort of living this double life. I was 116 unashamed at the core, but living a completely different life at school. And y'all, that's exhausting. Having to be two different people It was like being Hannah Montana. Y'all watch Hannah Montana? That was a lot of work for her to constantly have to hide the other side of you. It was tiring. It was draining. It drained my energy and my motivation. And it started to take a toll on me. And I felt like I was being pulled in two different directions, like two parts of me were being pulled apart. And I was in a really, really dark place. It's 5:46 in the morning, tossing and turning, chest burning. Sermons in my head keep reoccurring. Having visions in my head of a kid crying at the feet of a father for all the wrong things that he did. Now I'm sweating in my sheets, can't sleep. My mind keeps telling me I'm 6 feet deep. Don't remind me. Even though I'm still alive, I can't tell. The way I'm living my life, I feel I'm going to hell. God, they're telling me I should accept you. That you had to leave the world because the world left you. Reason I can't change is like a mystery to me. So make me believe there really is a heaven for a G. Though they said you love the world so much, you shed your blood. God, I feel like I'm too messed up for love. They tell me cause I come as I am, but I smell like smoke. My life's full of sin because that's all I know. The Bible told me that you died for my sins. If I believe in Christ, it'll save me from the end. But I'm scared to ask you to save my heart, so evil. I got thoughts that's full of hatred, people. I thought at first I had to clean up my life. Now I'm hearing all I need to do is cling to the light. And I'm ready to do it, but Lord, I pray to understand my life is a mess. Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong. Trying to change on my own, try to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me with my life so ugly? But you came down and died for me. There was this prayer and praise night, and I thought I'd go because it was this special prayer and praise. We had like this Halloween party. There was like this music and dancing and games and food and stuff. And I don't think we've ever done anything like that since then, so where's Nate at? Yeah, we should do that. So yeah, that happened. But I decided to go because it seemed like it'd be fun. And there might be girls too, well, at the time, yeah. So that's how I went. And my girlfriend right there making faces. So we're going through the meeting, and I'm zoning out. I'm not really paying attention or nothing. And it gets to this offering time, and they play a music video, and it's a rap song. So I'm instantly confused, like, why are they playing rap music in church? But then I start listening to the lyrics, and I hear things like, but I get rewards from my Lord, there ain't nothing better. And they can hate, they can gossip, but my passion for Jesus, they ain't never gonna stop it. Now I'm like even more confused, because I'm like, wait, they rapping about Jesus? You can rap without swearing? What? The closest thing I knew to Christian rap was Jesus Walks by Kanye West. But I had no idea that this was a thing. Rappers who was unashamed of the gospel and represented him in every word that they spit. I remember going home and being like, I have to find this song. So I grabbed my iPod and I went to iTunes. Back in the day, you had to buy music. Now we have streaming platforms. But no, what I had to do was save some cash, go to my dad, give it to him, and he would buy it off iTunes for me. So I found the song. It's called I'm Good by Tripp Lee and Lecrae. And I would listen to the song all the time. But I wish I could stand here and tell you that after this moment, my life was changed instantly. That I stopped doing the things I was rapping about the things that gave me acceptance from my peers at school. I wish I could say that I took off the mask and stopped faking. But it took a while. It was an internal battle for me. I was still that Christian rap lover at church, but a different rapper at school. And it wasn't until I did this thing called Band of Survivors, RIP, where we did this thing where we only listened to Christian music for the entire time. That's when real change started happening. And I fell in love with Christian hip hop. And I saw that God used something that I love, hip hop, to change me and find who I am. Once upon a time, 40 minutes out of Chicago, there stood a little homie who felt empty like he was hollow. But through the will of God and this rap thing, man, he was filled up. Now he uses rhymes to bring the truth. He's trying to build up the kingdom of God, but sometimes he feel at odds because these rappers won't accept him. So he's in his own squad, but then he found rappers just like him. those unashamed of the gospel, trying to stop all the sin. So now we going, not knowing where we're going, but holding on to the faith that we got. Man, I'm glowing, so I'ma hold this light on mine. Just know that I'ma let it shine and spit about his love divine. Yeah, homie, these my Jesus rhymes. You either in or you're out, no half submission, because ain't no such thing as halfway Christians. We all want an identity. And as young people in high school and college, these are the times where we want to start shaping who we are. And a lot of time it could be hard to figure out. And I know, because I was just in that spot. And when we don't know who we are, we don't know how to find our identity, we create a person inside of us who isn't who we really are. And that could come from a lot of places. We go to our friends, which sometimes could be dangerous if you're hanging out with the wrong crowd. We look up to celebrities, like I did when I was living that life. We want to be like them. But I'm telling you now, that's all fake. They're not perfect. And that's the thing about social media. You can just fake it. I know I do it. I remember one time I was at Six Flags, and the Goliath ride had just come out. Now, I like roller coasters, but that drop was too steep for me. But I remember walking over to the ride and taking a picture and putting on Snapchat like, it's about to be lit or something like that. And I never get on that ride, man. But it's easy to fake on social media. It's so easy to pretend to be someone you're not. Instagram ain't real life. It's just highlights. So we all want an identity, and it's hard to discover what that is on our own. We go to other things that can negatively affect us, but we do it because we want acceptance from our peers and acceptance from the world. So we look at the world and we're like, who can I be like? Or we look at our so-called friends and think we have to be doing the things they do to get accepted. Even though we know that's not who we are, and even though we know it's not healthy for our walks with the Lord. Are you like me, who walked a certain way or acted a different way, be accepted by your peers or to fit in, and act differently around your family or church, scared you'll be judged or exposed? We put on these masks and never know what our true face looks like. We need to put our identity in Christ, because he is the only perfect example of how to live our lives. And as you grow in a relationship with him and understand him, he begins to reveal in us who we really are and the purposes that he has for us. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek God first and all these things will be added to you." And to seek God by being in a relationship, by spending time in the word, by being in prayer, by being in fellowship with others and having someone to keep you accountable, having a friend to catch you slipping, can be one of the most beneficial things on your faith walk. Me and my best friend from high school, we did this thing where we both knew that we were living different lives than we were at church and school. And our big thing was swearing. So we kept each other accountable by doing this thing where if we heard the other one swear, we got to punch the other one as hard as we could on the shoulder. It'd be funny sometimes because we'd punch each other and then we'd swear from the punch. But he hit hard, so I stopped swearing immediately. But as brothers in Christ, we both recognized that we had to make a change and keep each other accountable. So find someone to talk to, because everyone has problems. Talk to a peer who's trying to fix their life too, or a mentor. I was created by God, but I didn't want to be like him. I wanted to be him. The Jack Sparrow of my Caribbean. I remember the first created being and how he shifted the blame on his dame from fruit he shouldn't have eaten. Now I look at us all out of Eden, wearing designer fig leaves by Louis Vuitton, make believing. But God sees through my foolish pride and how I'm weak like Adam, another victim of Lucifer's lies. But in steps Jesus. All men were created to lead, but we needed somebody to lead us. More than a teacher, but someone to buy us back from the darkness. You can see he redeemed us, taught us that real leaders follow God. Finished the work because we on our job, and taught us not to rob, but give life, love a wife like he loved the church, without seeing how many hearts we could break first. I want to be like you in every way, so if I gotta die every day, unworthy sacrifice, but the least I can do is give the most of me, because being just like you is what I'm supposed to be. They say you came for the lame and the lamest. I made a mess, but you say you'll erase it. I'll take it. They say you came for the lame. I'm a lamest. I broke my life, but you'll say you'll replace it. I'll take it. I have some news for y'all tonight. And as I say this, the praise band, can you come up? We are not supposed to fit in. As Christians, the way that we live, the things that we believe, will make us stick out at school or at work or anywhere in public. And the Bible clearly says this. John 15:19 says, if you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. 1 John 2:15 says, do not love the world or anything of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in them. And one of my favorite life verses, Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. When we look at the life of Jesus, the things he preached made him stand out. And the Pharisees got on him. So as Christians, people who are supposed to pursue a life like Jesus, there's no surprise people might look at us sideways. We choose to live a life that most people say they don't want to live, but we know that we are called to this. But please know that hardships are going to come. Tough times, without a doubt, are going to come, but also know that because we are in Christ, we are more than conquerors, and with his strength that we receive from him, we will be able to fight through the persecution and the ridicule and the judgment from society. We are called to be misfits for the kingdom of God. So don't worry about faking to be accepted or to fit in, because we are called to something much bigger than that. I want to leave you with one of my favorite verses, Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So as we go into this time of worship, I want everybody to stand up, and I'm going to leave you with a blessing. So as you stand, I want you to hold out your hands as a symbol of you receiving this blessing. May God go before you to lead you. May God go behind you to protect you. May God go beneath you to support you. May God go beside you to befriend you. Do not be afraid, but may the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be upon you. Do not be afraid, but go in peace. Amen.